excerpts on the work with faith above reason.
Yeah. We are in the process where we hope to obtain faith above reason. In truth, this is the faith Kabbalists speak of in general, even though they don't speak about faith above reason, but about faith in general. Righteous shall live by his faith, and so on and so forth. Such sayings, wherever they mention faith, it's faith above reason, because there is no other faith. All the rest are calculations, and only the force of faith. We can begin receiving from above, from the force of Bina that shines in us, inside the will to receive, in the Malchut Bina, and by this awake illumination from above, when we begin to receive it, we begin to feel about the possibility we have to constantly think, to be adhered, to feel, to think, to understand, to follow this sensation. And that this feeling that we're connected to the Creator, we're constantly together with Him. This feeling is always with us. And we try not just to process it, but also grow it. So let's continue. Even during the day, we'll need to talk about it more. We'll need to read about it in Shamati, because all the articles in general, the entire wisdom of Kabbalah, the whole matter of religion that the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of, it's all about how to increase the faith, the force that the force of the feeling, or in this feeling, the illumination of Chokhmah is later revealed, and we then begin to attain the Creator in a way that's clearer, more tangible, more and more, until we come to adhesion.
Without any moisture of life.
We need to emphasize that what stands in the way of faith above reason is what we call the evil inclination. Nothing else. A person can do whatever he wants. Doesn't matter. To think, to want. The only thing that interferes with his effort to reach faith above reason is that which interferes is called the evil inclination.
When the person began his work, he was told, and he believed what he was told, that the Torah is the Torah of life, as it is written, "For they are your life and the length of your days." And as it is written, "More desirable than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb." But when one considers this and sees that the evil inclination is to blame for everything and strongly feels the bad that it is causing him, then he feels on himself what is written, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." That is, the verse, that verse was said about him. At that time, he looks at what the verse says afterwards, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. At that time, he begins to cry out to the Creator to help him, because he has already done everything that he could think of doing, but nothing helped. And he thinks that everything that you find within your power to do, that do, was said about him. At that time comes the time of salvation, the salvation of the Creator delivering him from the evil inclination. to the extent that from this day forth, the evil inclination will surrender before him and will not be able to incite him into any transgression.
Meaning, we now need to divide our work, our labor, everything very clearly. I'm going to attain faith above reason to the extent that I attain it. You can say that I am climbing the ladder, going up the steps. What prevents me from reaching faith above reason, only that is called the evil inclination, and I need to constantly work against it in order to obtain the faith above reason. But I also need to understand that that which interrupts me, disturbs me, is not disturbing me for nothing. It arranges the degree for me so that its disturbance, interference, becomes guidance. If I arrange myself correctly with the group, with the Creator, with the studies, with everything, I rise above the evil inclination. It helps me. I come to faith above reason on this degree. And again, I work against the evil inclination, and again I rise above it according to its resistance, and again I reach faith above reason at a higher degree. So each time, the evil inclination is working with me in tandem. Not that it helps me, but it disturbs me. But it helps to that extent. And I so also see bad inclination and the good inclination, that both come from the Creator, and all these forces are helping me attain. Our work should first be when we try with all our might to feel that what is happening to us is coming from the Creator, in such a way that there is no else besides Him in everything. Not that there is someone else or something else, another means, let's say a friend, the world, coronavirus, something else. It's all coming to us from the Creator. Truly. And we are in contact with Him. We are inside of Him. And all those characters, the world, people, there's instances that are happening. It's all inside of us. It's not outside of us. Outside of us, there is nothing. Only the Creator. We are in Him. And everything that appears to us as not the Creator, it's all in us. It appears, seemingly appears this way, that it appears to us that there is someone in the world, in addition to me, the one who feels, and the Creator who bestows, and there's nothing else besides Him. And then all those things that are in me, and don't let me feel the uniqueness of the Creator. This is my evil inclination. And we need to correct. I need to correct that until the Creator rules over me and everything. And then my faith in the recognition of the Creator will grow indefinitely. Questions? Moskva, Azin.
Как можно различить злое начало от просто желания получать?
How is it possible to differentiate between the evil inclination and just some will to receive that is aimed at the friends?
Hang on, we have just the will to receive on the levels of still, vegetative, and animate. I ensure my basic existence, my necessary existence, without which I'll have nothing. I'll be dead. I won't be able to feel my existence, my point of existence. So I need to receive a certain portion of the upper light, whose level is referred to as the degrees of still vegetative animate speaking, and I live in that. I provide my sustenance. This will not be neither be condemned or praised. It's necessary. Anything besides that, beyond that, I need to accept this coming to me from the Creator in adhesion. And that's why I want to locate the Creator who is providing me everything that I am. Meaning, if I exist, I would like to feel who is holding me, who is sustaining me, arranging me, who's deciding in each and every moment my existence. This I want to attain. And this is what
I... что получается, желание одного противоречит желанию другого.
Turns out that in the ten, one's desire is opposite to another friend's desire. And there is a doubt whether that's the evil inclination.
I don't understand why one desire opposes the other desire.
No.
Нет соответствия какого-то.
There is some mismatch.
I don't understand. Each shall help his friend. We can help one another in the ten to find the path towards faith above reason. Because we all belong to one desire. Since ultimately we need to connect to one desire that is in adhesion with the Creator, that can see that it is receiving bestowal from the upper light, is in that bestowal, and in order to attain this upper force, the desire that used to be one was divided into many parts. And we need to discover the upper force to connect between us, and the more we connect, the closer we are between us, we can...
What is the uniqueness of the Creator?
The uniqueness of the Creator is that He is one, unique, unified, singular, all of reality. Other than Him, there is nothing. And we exist in Him artificially when He created the world to receive as a point. And He develops this point by bestowing to this point His force. That's His uniqueness, the one unique and unified Creator. And additionally, good, and who does good, that this creation that He created, this existence out of absence, the point of this will to receive, He created it in order to do good. Meaning He created in the world to receive a deficiency for Him. Because He is the one who's the good, who does good in His nature, and so that point of deficiency He created wants to attain the Creator, to discover the Creator, to feel the Creator, to receive into itself the Creator. as a nukva who wants to receive the male in such a way to absorb it. He created such a point, and that's why the tendency of the creature is to receive, to attain, to feel, to understand, to absorb, to be.
Fede al di sopra della ragione attraverso la decina giorno per giorno.
Good morning, Rav. How do we attain faith above reason in the ten day by day?
That's what you have to do day in, day out. You have to attain greater degree of faith above reason and to work on it daily. All the time, meaning that I wish to be with the Creator, attain Him, feel Him, the way He commands me to walk this way and that way. And each one, I'm missing words here because this is a private sensation. But this is our work throughout the entire day and entire night. This is called adhesion to the Creator. That what is happening to me, I like to constantly be with it and locate the Creator in it, because there is no else besides Him who sets these things in me, and I wish to feel them and understand where, why, what for.
Если я отношусь, ну, условно говоря, к костям или к мясу в системе Адам Ришон, что дает мне учеба? Я же никогда не смогу стать чем-то другим.
If I relate to whether I'm a part of the flesh or bones of Adam Rishon, can I turn into something else? How to relate to those who are not an important component in Adam Rishon?
First of all, every part is integrated with all the other parts. Number two, system of bones is the most important. If you're asking, if it seems unimportant to you, it's the bones, it's the skeleton. That's the second thing. Number three, it's the principle of force in the Patsuf because it belongs to the Achab. So, there are no more important or less important parts in the system of Adam. It's written about that wisdom believe in the nations of the world. Goyim. What is that? Those are the parts that are not immediately connected to the Creator, like Jews, where they come, they join later. But why do they join later? Because they have such a special will to receive, and through that special will to receive they have. And then the entire structure of Adam HaRishon has a great light of Chokhmah, the attainment of the Creator. That's why it says wisdom in the nations of the world and the Gentiles believe. That's why the end of correction, when everyone is integrated with everyone, there is no difference between each part. There will be a difference in the attainment along the way, but in the end of correction, there is no difference. And everyone shall know me from their littlest to their greatest, and my house will be a house of prayer for all the nations. It's only during the time of attainment. So it is a difference. Of course, Rabbi Shimon and Bala Sulam and you and me, is there a difference? There is a difference, of course. There's a difference between each and every one. Whereas when we're integrated together, all these differences become one connection, one united entity, and there's no difference. Also, with respect to what happened, that we were separate and different, it was the case because the Creator did it this way, not that we caused it. So, there's only one thing, really. Each one is burning with his the canopy of his friend. Meaning, I will see how much you work you worked, how much work you did in absolute terms, and I'll be ashamed that I did not work and labor like you. And this will be the case for each and every one. You can ask then, well, so there will be no one here who can be prideful about what he did? No. Rather that shame of why I didn't do as much as the others, that shame actually completes the vessels, and consequently we reach complete.
Shalom.
Hello, in the last month, I am completely immersed in dissemination, in every second from the moment I wake up to when I'm going to sleep. And it's like a dream coming true to me to invest all my life and my time and resources in dissemination and work with the friends. I waited years for this, but it causes a conflict because the more I am immersed in that, I got weakened in the work, in the intention, and it causes me a disconnect from the source of life, and that brings me sorrow. How to relate to it correctly?
Continue in dissemination, because by that you will cover all the blemishes, all the flaws, and the intention will come as a result of your investment in dissemination. Because in dissemination, you care about the whole world. You care about the Creator. And you're not worried about your intention, if you're thinking about it correctly or not, which is an egoistic form in you. So continue to invest yourself in others.
Thank
you. It's easy to attain faith above reason if you enter the 10. I see you have a few strong 10s in Turkey. So if you enter the 10 and you shut your eyes and you go into them, you and you lose yourself there, and you do what they do, and you think what they think, and you study together with them, you prepare to lessons together with them. If you do all that, then you're coming closer to a state where you'll understand the concept of faith, faith above reason, because in practice, when you throw yourself into the 10, to some
them and went through that masach,
meaning the upper light, when it enters into our intellect, our mind, it strikes against different discernments, desires, opinions that we have, and they collide. And from these strikings, we grow tired. It's hard for us to tolerate them. But specifically, those, they bring us all those proofs, opinions, impressions in different directions. And specifically from that, the screen is built. Again, from the striking of the upper light, which strikes that curtain, lights sparkled from them and went through that masach, screen. And we can interpret that striking is the thoughts that strike a person, trouble him, and tire him. And he has thoughts this way and that way. And all this is because he has a masach, a screen. And if he keeps the screen and agrees to walk on the path of the Creator, which is regarded as mind, as scrutiny, when he comprehends that it is good for him to accept faith above reason, it is considered that he causes an addition of light in the upper degree. For the joy comes specifically through the scrutiny. This means that although he does not really feel the importance of the upper one, the scrutiny is through a masach, a screen called an attempt or trial, regarded as concealment. But when he overcomes the masach and sustains it, meaning he does not cancel the screen, this causes joy above. And then the upper one also gives him joy. That is, to the extent that he received the importance of the upper one above reason, that same measure of greatness of the upper one extends to him within reason, not less and not more. We explain it a bit simpler in the study of Ten Sefirot. He also mentions where it's from. Study of Ten Sefirot, part 3, chapter 4, item 6, page 115 in Hebrew, the striking of the light on the masach. To the extent that we resist it and not go together with the upper light, when we enter into various collisions, let's call it, lack of understanding, opposition, to that extent we attain him. Because you can only attain something from these collisions, from the feeling of resistance. Because in your resistance and his resistance, that's where you feel, when you attain, when you discern, you locate that which is between you, between your nature and his nature, and through that you acquire the second nature. Hence it's very important not to deride anything, not to complain that you don't know anything. It's all opposite. All those things that are opposite give you
throughout the lesson, if I can say so, I feel like we are included in the Masach of Rav, and during the day we try to kind of be included in the great masach that we had in the morning. We keep trying. The question is whether the masach is something we need to rise to. Is that correct?
To integrate in everyone means to join the screen. To integrate in everyone, in the entire vessel. Through the 10, and even without a 10, to be integrated and incorporated with everyone, the entire Kli that is now studying and learning, you should intermingle with everyone and you'll find everything there.
Latin 5. Shalom Rab. ¿Cómo la escena implementamos el Kli de la fe? ¿Cómo aumentamos el Kli de la fe en la práctica?
How in the 10 do we implement the Kli of faith?
Working the 10 is building the Kli. What is this masach in the tent? How do we build this masach in the tent? And how does this masach reveal the Creator in the center of the tent? Tada.
We build a masach in the tent out of us trying to cancel the borders between us. If I cancel the border between me and the friend, I give room for the light to appear. Because the light does not appear in me or in the friend, rather between us. It's there now too. But there is a partition now between us. If instead of this partition, we place a masach, what is a masach? It's the force to resist what lies between us. When we want, even though we're different, we want to be together. So this together, upon the force of resistance between us, specifically in this togetherness, the upper light. Ask.
I wanted to ask, until we get to the attainment you're talking about, a public in Israel is returning to the routine. What can you explain to the public in this way? To warn them, to let them move forward and make mistakes?
Even though the public doesn't want to hear anything now because they have the ability, I want to go back to business like it was before, right, Niv?
Yeah, totally.
That's the way it is with all the businesses, but even in this state, we have to systematically explain to them that this won't happen as it was before. The world has to reach the opposite in our ego. At least explain that. We are activated by our ego. Our ego activates us towards development, to use and the will to receive as much as it can. It's like dough. How can we say about dough? It's
It becomes inflated. It grows.
Yeah, it inflates. So now we understand it in our mind that we don't need more of that. On the contrary, we need it less. We need it to come down, back down again. If it inflated to a big quantity, now we need half of it. So how can we do that? It's against the will to receive. It's a big problem. It's a big problem. I have to decrease my businesses instead of increases in them. Decreasing my profits instead of increasing them. My intensity, my control, to decrease. That's not simple. We know, if a doctor tells me, you have to add something to your food, this or that, no problem. But if you have to take off your diet something, that's a problem, right, Niv?
It's not only a problem, it's impossible.
Ah. You see, so here we have to explain how to do it, because it truly is impossible. Because it's not an action against something I'm used to, like an individual. We're acting against our egoistic nature. It's against nature. How can we do it? Can anyone explain to me how? But if humanity won't do it, it will ruin itself, keep on ruining itself in a way that we see the end already. How much we can ruin the world. Another thing is that these viruses will come with higher frequency, one after the other. So
Here we're facing a great danger of all kinds of ways, of forms of ecology, viruses, biology, problems of such sorts. On the one hand, on the other hand, I don't know how to restrain myself. I don't know. Suppose we would be connected between us as one world with one government, and we would determine this is something we won't manufacture, this we won't manufacture, then we have to compensate them, these businesses. How can they live? Meaning there's a problem here of the general program of a rehab to the human society from their ego. Do you know how to do that? You're Niv? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, because we do have it. We have a strong environment. We have tens. We have lessons every day.
Yes, but how would that help you decrease your business?
It won't. That's exactly the point. How do you create a strong environment that gives you compensation, understanding about the reason, the purpose, the feeling?
Meaning every advancement toward making the human society healthy depends on a new socium for the human society. You're gonna see this is a serious problem we're facing, that we won't be able to physically exist if we don't properly keep the new form of society. This is what we call the last generation. It's the first time humanity understands. It's global, it's integral, and it must start taking care of it in a fundamental way, meaning to think about all the business as a global thing. What am I manufacturing? What am I doing? All the countries should connect together and understand that they're facing one great threat. How can America converse with China and Russia, with Europe? Who will talk? All those who are representing them as governments in these places. Can you imagine such a thing? It's a big problem. We have work to do, in short. You, Bnei Baruch, have to get... Tomorrow you'll need less, and the next day even less. Because we're not yet through with this virus, and we're keeping on with all these limitations. And these limitations will come with new viruses, all kinds of changes or mutations, different forms. And by that, this remedy called virus, because it's a remedy for humanity. All in all, like the Creator says, wherever I strike, I heal. So this remedy will straighten us up and it will direct us correctly. So you know, look at this period we're living in and what we should do. Whoever goes out to help humanity to take the new form is really doing, he's building his own soul. He becomes a partner with the Creator. Think about this.
Another question I hear a lot. How should we, Bnei Baruch, behave? Because there are instructions that we can get back to normal and there are alleviations. But we hear about the second wave and the danger of its returning.
Look, it will take a week or 2 weeks most. At the most, it will be clear to you how and what you when you return to work, what a mess it is, how many problems happen. You can be sure that all these businesses that can't exist, they'll start putting pressure on the government, that the government will do something as if the government has limitless money. They'll tell them, give us money, give us a way to make a living, etc. We just have to understand, if today, after this virus, the coronavirus, if we're now, today we are in a change, relatively, it won't change. Some of these businesses are going to fall altogether. Altogether, we won't need them. The desire for these things is gone. It won't come back. That's why some of these businesses, the ones that are completely redundant, and going to the government shouting that I can't open my business, well, if the government has the means and they don't have the brains, well, they'll do it. Well, okay, we're going to examine these things as they happen. But these are truly interesting things, the way it will happen. The Creator knows how to organize things, so you'll see. From the side, you're going to see how it's happening, both from the perspective of the businesses and the government and us, as we're looking in what way the Creator is acting and doing. But still, we have to be a bit more to match the Creator with the society, and the society with the Creator, to be the ones who connect them together. Like Bala Sulam writes, the people of Israel became a conduit between. I think this is clear to us. It's an integral system in which we are like wheels connected together. It's the form of the ten, when each and everyone has to practically reach to sense that this is how we're revolving like cogwheels, depending on each other. Not only depending on each other, each one, as he turns around, he determines everyone's motion. Determines everyone's motion. If I turn myself around, I have to be responsible that by that I'm twisting everyone else in the ten, all the cogwheels. All my friends are revolving as a result of me turning around. That's why I have to be responsible to how I turn around. And from this, I have to understand that I have to take into account all this general movement that I'm inviting. Is it for the sake of the whole ten? And only under the condition that it's for the sake of the whole ten, I will start turn myself around in this direction and in this amount, and that's all. Before that, I am not allowed to move. Try to imagine yourself, 10 cogwheels inside, and each one, as he turns around, he's turning everyone around. That's why anyone who has to turn around has to take into account, how am I turning everyone around? Am I doing it for the sake of everyone? Meaning I must not even move a little bit if I'm not taking into account everyone. That will be for the sake of all of us together. So what am I supposed to do? This is why here there is a very special machine. We're all connected together. But along with that, we can turn around any way we want, or the way we feel like it, in this whole mechanism. This is called this world. And then we have a clutch that we change gears to the next gear, the upper gear, and then we really depend on each other. When each one has to take into account the general motion, the way he turns around with everyone else, and this is when we're in the first spiritual degree already. That's where we're organized between us. We know how we're turning around together, and no one is free or independent. No good. Now we can upgrade ourselves and change gears to the third, fourth, fifth gear. That's how we go through 125 degrees. In each and every degree, we come tighter and tighter to each other. And each one takes into account the rest of the other wheels. He sees them, he feels them, and he may make the calculation for the rest of the system, the general system. This calculation of the general system is the Creator Himself. It's the Creator Himself. That's why this is how we build. So what am I supposed to do? This is why here there is very special machine. We're all connected together. But along with that, we can turn around any way we want, the way we feel like it, in this whole mechanism. This is called this world. And then we have a clutch that we change gears to the next gear, the upper gear, and then we really depend on each other when each one has to take into account the general motion, the way he turns around with everyone else. And this is when we're in the first spiritual degree already. That's where we're organized between us. We know how we're turning around together. And no one is free or independent. No good. Now we can upgrade ourselves and change gears to the third, fourth, fifth gear. That's how we go through 125 degrees. In each and every degree, we come tighter and tighter to each other. And each one takes into account the rest of the other wheels. He sees them, he feels them, and he may make the calculation for the rest of the system, the general system. This calculation of the general system is the Creator Himself. It's the Creator Himself. That's why this is how we build Him. You have made me.
Maybe this example will help us somehow. Now, we have a problem. It's as if we are in a car in corporeal gear, so we don't need to take others into consideration, and we're being required to move into the first spiritual gear. So this coronavirus is giving us problems because we can't continue like we did before, but we have to rise. So that's our situation. So having to rise to a spiritual degree forces us to start feeling each other, to adapt ourselves to each other more. How do we do it? I don't have that feeling. We have to make an effort. Bnei Baruch, you have to do this. You have to make an effort to ask, to pray together. And then we will begin to receive from above the feeling of the general force or power. And the Creator will arrange us. We will ask and He will connect us. We will ask and He will give us a feeling of our interdependency. We will ask and He will give us the understanding of how to arrange these things in a more general way. And that's how we'll advance. This is the transition we need to do now. Whether you want to or not, it'll happen. But it can happen through actions, through our good participation, and then it will be nice, good, smooth. Beautiful. Otherwise, it'll happen through third, fourth, fifth, sixth world war. Who knows how many more will happen? And who knows with what personal blows. So,
how can I determine that I'm acting for the sake of the ten rather than satisfying my egoistic needs?
You simply have to imagine the friends, how connected they are among them. And when you look at them from the outside, seeing how connected they are to each other, you have to go in there and help them be even better connected among them. That's it. That's the first exercise. Focus group.
Rav, how can we go through this time between now and the time where 80% of the businesses don't exist? Instead of the crooks holding
you
on.
You can't do anything about it. Leave it for the Creator. All we can do is disseminate, explain what is happening in general, not go against these businesses and those people with interests and lobbies. Don't go against anything. We're only explaining from above, in general, what's happening with all of humanity. And not that some people have these lobbyists in the government and others have those, this or that. God forbid, don't get into that. By this, we will only build enemies out of these people, and we're not strong. We have to be quiet, like the people of Israel throughout history. That's how we have to be. Because it's not done by the power of the fist that we do it. We have to go together with the Creator. You know how the Creator walks, like Charlie Chaplin. He sends the child breaks a window. Charlie Chaplin comes, and now he's got a job fixing the glass, replacing the glass. You know, that's how we work in tandem with him. The Creator breaks, and we come and recommend what should be done in order to fix it. In this way, you don't belong to any part of humanity. You're not for, you're not against. It's everyone's trouble. You too, instead of these rich people and powerful people, you'd pressure the government to give you a few more billions, which are actually redundant. But that's the way it is. That's human nature. Go to the Creator who made them. So we need only realize ourselves, explain where we are, what correction we have to do. So I'm asking and warning you not to do anything against anyone. No. Only four. That's it. That's what I want to say.